Hey guys, my name is Aaron Andrews. I'm originally from Yakima, Washington. Following high school, I joined the Marines and spent over 9 years. After that, I moved to San Diego. That's where I started going to school. I'm majoring in environmental science, and there's an emphasis on the watershed. I'm taking physics because it's part of my major, and I definitely hope that I can find some applications. So far from what I've seen, there will be some applications for use, especially with hydrology and geology. I can definitely see applications there. I also think that physics is pretty good for other things as far as building use with everyday applications. Man, I've used physics so many times without ever even knowing. Maybe, for example, flying off a big jump on my mountain bike. Done that a few times. Man, there's even times I've hooked cliffs on my skis. Never even knew or thought about the physics of the whole thing. You stand and you analyze long enough, things just kind of roll into place. But now I'm actually seeing that there's a reason for that. I definitely think that physics can add to everything I do. I can see that physics has a place even in normal everyday settings. I'm also learning that physics really seems like an applied science, or at least that's how I'd describe it. When you apply physics to normal, or what you think are normal activities, there's some measure of reason. Physics really ties in a lot of the sciences. I can see it's kind of like chemistry in that all the sciences, life and physical sciences, depend upon chemistry. And now I'm learning that they also depend very much on physics. It's kind of a building block, but even more than that, it's a necessary item to have, man, almost anything happen. So I think it's where I'm learning that it's very interesting. One of the interesting things about physics is the fact that it really does help develop the problem-solving method, or at least that's what Tony calls it. I don't know if I would call it the problem-solving method as much as just way to analyze things in everyday. Things we wouldn't normally think of analyzing, or even if we don't know we're analyzing something. This is where physics really can come in. A lot of times it does without us even knowing. And maybe if there's a background in physics, it will help with an analysis of anything. Very simple things. Tony always talks about the problem-solving method, and I think that physics is a basis for that. And in being a basis for a problem-solving method, I think that anything we do in college is or adds to that basis. It's helping us to expand areas that we had never considered before. It's really interesting that there's things happening that I had never expected as far as my learning, and I can appreciate that. I think it's good, and I'm glad I'm here, and everything I'm learning builds towards something else, which every day I'm finding that I'm surprised by, and I don't think I should be surprised anymore. And as a result of being surprised, continuously, I think I really can appreciate college. And I would have to say I like it. It's a lot of work. It's really hard. But I can definitely see a payoff, even if it's not a physical or monetary payoff. There's definitely some intrinsic value. I didn't really have many expectations when I started college, except that I would be gaining something. And I had never really given much thought to what I'd be gaining. So my expectations of college were never really explored, except that I hoped to gain something out of it. I didn't know what. So I think I'm getting that. It's good. I'll see you guys later.